Hello, meditators. Thank you for tuning in for this guided body scan. This scan can be used at any time of the day as a way to deepen your contact with yourself. It's great to perform first thing in the morning to better know how you'll face the day. It's great to do midday as an opportunity to step away from your office or your workplace and simply tune in and reconnect to yourself. And it's also a wonderful practice to use at the end of the day as you wind down, giving the body permission to simply soften and readying for a sound night's rest. And so as we enter into this guided body scan, I invite you to find a comfortable position. That position can be in seated, supported perhaps with a block or a blanket beneath of you, sitting upright against something so that your spine is not having to work hard to keep you upright. Postural muscles can relax. You may find it's better for you to rest on your back. This will support relaxation. You may bend your knees or slip a blanket rolled up or a pillow beneath of your knees, thus taking pressure away from the back. Choose your preferred position, and if at any point you feel your body is not able to soften and relax, know that you can certainly shift. You can move from seated to resting or vice versa. Comfort is the most important key to success with meditating. If you're meditating and your mind is constantly drawn to the uncomfortable experience that you're having in your physical body, this can be counterproductive. And so as you soften into your preferred posture, begin to notice your breath. Trace the breath as it draws in through the nose and maybe allow for an open mouth. Exhale. As we scan the body, I invite you to continue with a deep breath in and a full breath out. Breathing deeply in through the nose, releasing fully, gives the nervous system a chance to shift into parasympathetic stimulation. All of the systems begin to slow the heart rate, the blood pressure regulates, the body and mind relax. And we notice, starting at the feet, a wiggling of the toes on the right and then the left foot. Inviting any tension on or around the toes to simply melt away. Begin to explore the top of the right and then the left foot, noticing if there's any tension here, and then through the mind's eye, wrapping around with our awareness to the plantar surface of the foot, the space beneath of the toes, through the arch and all the way back to the heel, melting away any tension here, maybe scrunching up the feet and then outstretching the toes to create a lengthening about the base of the foot. And then tiptoeing awareness towards the ankle joint on the right and then the left foot. We allow our awareness to encircle the right and the left ankle and give a permission for any tension on or around the ankles to simply melt away as we tiptoe awareness up the front of the right shin. Any tension here, we simply let go as we begin to notice the space around the right knee through the front and the back of the knee joint. It's here that we now release tension as we begin to notice the flesh behind the right thigh. Perhaps we feel it melting down into the surface beneath of us if we're resting. Perhaps thigh lands on a blanket or bolster if in seated. Softening any tension through the back of the right thigh and then tiptoeing our awareness to the soft flesh above the knee joint on this right side, we invite a putty-like sensation about the quadriceps, the muscles above the knee. Through the front and the back of the right thigh, tension fades away and we creep our awareness out around the outside now of the right hip, giving a permission for any tension here to simply let go. Awareness walks its way now across the low back space on the right side, and perhaps you give a squeeze to the muscle of the glute tissue on this right side, and then a releasing and a squeeze and a releasing, so that any tension through the right glute simply melts away. Muscles around the pelvis let go. And we begin to explore now the left side, contracting the left glute once, twice, or three times, and then giving a permission about this side of the body to soften as awareness tiptoes its way out through the lateral portion of the hip on the left side. We give a permission about these muscles to simply let go. As awareness tiptoes its way out around the body and now across the front of the left hip, we breathe deeply into the low belly space, puffing up the lower abdomen region. We make like a Buddha belly as breath fills the abdominal cavity. It expands. As breath fades away, there's a recoiling, and we invite a softening of the flesh beneath of the navel. No tension, no sucking in, no holding here. The breath is deep as it continues to expand and collapse the abdominal cavity. Now we notice the left leg, starting with the flesh above the knee joint. We invite a permission to let go the muscles and the fascial connective tissue. Simply drape away from the bone. The muscles through the back of the thigh on the left leg release. All tension melts away as the back of this thigh drapes down onto the surface beneath of you. And then you notice the left knee joint. Awareness circles around the knee. We give a permission for release of any tension that may be holding through the front, the back, or the sides of the left knee joint. And then we tiptoe our awareness down the back of the left lower leg, feeling the flesh of the calf simply drape away from the shin bone. Muscles through the front of the left lower leg soften. And then, from the navel down, there's a stillness, a sense of peace about the body. A heaviness. And awareness draws back to the abdominal cavity, and that deep breath in expands the abdomen. Full breath out. As breath escapes from the body, we begin to notice the muscles on and around the rib cage. Each of the intercostal muscles in between each one of the ribs is accessory to breath, and we invite a softening through these accessory breathing muscles. The breath continues to draw in through the nose and escape fully out. And we feel a sense of ease about the flow of the air as it enters in and out of the body. We melt a bit more deeply into the surface beneath or behind of us. As we breathe, we begin now to tiptoe our awareness up to the heart space. As we breathe in and out, we notice this region of the body slightly rising and falling. We give a permission of the front and back body to soften any tension around the heart space, physical or emotional. We simply let go. And our awareness creeps its way towards the front of the left shoulder. Perhaps a rolling up, back, and down of the left shoulder creates a freedom about the shoulder joint. And the head may turn gently from side to side, giving a permission to release throughout the neck. Your right ear might ever so gently lower towards your right shoulder, creating a length about the left side of the neck. Awareness tiptoes its way down the front of the right arm, noticing the soft flesh of the bicep. Through the back of the arm, the tricep. Giving a permission to let go of any tension which resides here, and then noticing the elbow joint. Our awareness dances around the front and the back of the elbow, and then tiptoes its way down the forearm. We invite the muscles of the lower left arm to release any and all tension. Perhaps a circling of the wrist, and then an opening and a closing of that left palm. Maybe the fingers dance a bit, and then we allow that hand to rest, palm face up, either in your lap or outstretched by your side. Gently, the head will draw back towards midline, and then a turning of the neck from side to side allows for a neutral neck position, and we notice the right shoulder. Perhaps a gentle rolling up, back, and down of this shoulder as we notice the space through the front and the back of the shoulder, melting any tension away. And then gently draping the left ear towards the left shoulder, we create a length about the right side neck. That length washes its way down the right arm, softening flesh through the front and the back of the upper arm, and then dancing our awareness around the elbow joint on the right arm, giving a permission to let go of any tension stuck in this joint. And then through the mind's eye, we tiptoe down the lower portion of the right arm, giving the flesh of the forearm permission to simply melt away from the bone. A circling of the wrist, and then perhaps an opening and a closing of the right hand. The fingers dance a bit, and finally, the right arm turns palm face up to rest down by your side or in your lap. The head gently draws back towards neutral, and then maybe one final time, the neck turns from side to side. Perhaps an opening and a closing of the jaw, maybe a moistening of the lips, and releasing tension through the jaw, taking a deep conscious swallow and feeling saliva slide down the back of the throat, inviting a softening even through the smooth muscle of the esophagus. We land the tip of the tongue to rest behind the front two teeth. And then one final contraction we create through the facial muscles, a scrunching up, a furrowing of the brow, maybe as if you've smelled something funky, creating contraction, contraction, contraction through the face, facial muscles, holding for a breath. And then a deep sigh, as tension fades away from the facial muscles. We soften the head into the surface beneath or behind, allowing the base of the skull to rest into support, visualizing even the follicles of each and every shaft of hair, releasing tension as you melt into stillness. knowing that from the tips of the toes all the way up to the crown of the head and even the follicles of hair have been given a permission to soften. And in stillness, we scan the body and notice whatever there is to notice. We consider this valuable information, which will inform our relationship with ourself as we set out to have a day or to return to our day or to simply be with this stillness and have a sound night's rest. I thank you for joining me for this guided body scan. Be well.